The Red Collar Scuttle by End Politicians, March 7, 2024. Blog, Direct Democracy, Scum of the Earth, Skulking in the Shadows, Truth Be Told, Writing. They have the right to remain silent. Certainly a healthy, societally produced obligation the rational mind would incur in concurrence of such a right to remain silent notion leading to practicable practicing of a justice system for the giving. In a gasp, such zip-lip muteness may just be the wisest thing they ever uttered, in philosophical exhalation to say the most. Though to be fair, the right to remain sightless must be simultaneously followed in the now former's latter quest and deserved treatment. Truly blind justice in the giving. As well, the right to remain tasteless, such a societal filling fed of reciprocal boomerang doling. Full circle and degrees of separation. Now the right to remain inaudible, perhaps the sweetest tune one ever did hear? How's about the right to remain suspended, sentence hanging in the balance owing? Strictly a medium for the dangling, the largesse of their pitifully acted smallness. Sayonara. Death from above. Oh wait, already been done. You know what, come to think of it, same human shit, just an alternate pile, on the scales tipping cowardice. So still much applicable. Death from above it is. It is a real cinch in corded giving, even in synthetic making. Though let's bring in some free will, possibly give those filthy ditch pig animals the needed final decision. The wisest choice they ever made. That's right, their fantasy is over. Perhaps death from the front, in a straightforward befitting manner? Forget that drawing board, back to the wall it is. Deathly. Maybe riding the breeze, in a roundabout confined engulfing atmosphere choking? Bubbliano, nope, not for such off-gassing emittance. Can one go wrong with a surging reaper from within? Ride that lightning and amped-up electron pilfering. Choo-choo, all aboard the sanguine mainline express track marked for the terminal station? Slop those drugs inside the muddied filthy ditch pig's befitting ending, no curly tails there. For nostalgia. That guillotine is one clean machine, in literal taking, before the arterial givings that is. One last haircut, real close to the shoulders like, look at all that psi in his aorta artery. You guessed it, some people just deserve it of their own self-chosen failure of given free will to become, intertwined of life and let live, and what will become definitively delineated heinous activity preclusion. To feign otherwise is surely the fossilized remains of what, in reality, is cognition incomplete handily begging for an express ticket to one's very own spectacular non-specular fool's paradise for a sunsetting final fantasy tangible experience for all the ages. Mind-wiped automatons dancing lead upon the libtard academic waltz extreme and expired societal construct. Welcome to their dystopia, no longer shall it be. Let the fools of it, on their own sad sack island of despair. In topsy-turvy crazy downside-up world of progressivity, the wasted, false academic breath is in giving the perpetrator, inclusive of heinous wastes of atoms, greater rights and voice than the inexplicably violated, a hideously bulging abnormal norm. Tabarnak. Forget the Robespierre-esque overly lubricated orgy of false accusation destruction. The proof will be in the pudding of the gelatinized minds to have left the trail to their own so-deserved self-destruction, where, beyond the shadow of a doubt, complete darkness of a fully eclipsed point of no return will become all but too apparent for the cowards guilty of intolerable societal projection? Responsibility and accountability, do call it a comeback? Bleeding heart judiciary, adios. Excuses no more? For the chosen ones it will be. 3, 2, 1, action, not the state of devolution in geographical location delusion, where one sits for a decade plus on the taxpayer dollar in some macabre prolonging of what has become not a land of law, but that of politically correct pontificating lawyers having extracted sanity evermore so than the cascading means of exchange drowning in the whirlpool of dinning debauchery? Could it be the consensus of society that the criminal judicial system is in need of serious overhaul and updating? Certainly endless numbers of people make mistakes that are deserved of some form of punishment or another, and assuredly the indiscriminate warehousing of many of those deemed necessary to serve a sentence of some degree or another is a failed system, not so much of the warehousing itself, but the ghettoization of the mind contained within the self-captive inhabitants and the concentrated abundance thereof, especially in a predatory warehousing model. Definitively, the choice should be given for the rehabilitation process to be that beneficial treatment and the needed participation in learning life skills inclusive of coping, varying degrees of support, skill development, philosophical prowess, and other positive means of passing one's time positively and beneficially and being rewarded for doing so, for those who so choose to act like actual humans. Certainly, prisoners should be treated with dignity, respect, accountability. But this is not an article about the need to change the rehabilitation process for what is probably the vast majority of those who end up deemed so by society to pay a debt for wrong actions. Fyodor Dostoevsky said, "The degree of civilization in a society can be judged by entering its prisons." Well, looks like the Western civilization, Canada anyways, is but just a big top circus filled with inhabitant clowns sharpening their accepted forms of societal graft at the ultimate cost of society at large. Though having now veered wordily from this death from whichever angle article of the ultimate handling of the eliminatory sentence punctuating the terminal necessity that surely any civilized society would enact, perhaps the 21st century quote should become, "The method in which a civilized society can be recognized is by how they dispatch those who so blatantly self-destruct to the point of a healthy society no longer having the need for them to be in existence." Or something along those lines? Welcome to Canada Customs, get ready to be taken for a ride. When one looks at a map of the countries where the death penalty has been abolished, it seems to be in abundance those of the liberal, progressive, stomping ground Western world of which seems to be simultaneously precipitously leading the world in self-destructive policies in nature, whether literal fiscal bankruptcy, the complete self-implosion of free speech and creative ability through attempted draconian government thought crime legislation exposing their false controlled narratives, education systems intent upon warping young impressionable minds with wacky gender ideology as opposed to the infusion of wisdom, logic, rational thinking, encouraging publicly intolerable behavior such as blatant open hard drug use in areas that children frequent such as bus stops and parks, waging wars of imperial aggression in the 21st century that have brought grandiose death and destruction across numerous countries, including an unwinnable direct confrontation with Russia intently created with decades of poor planning to once again bring Russia's vast resources under the exploitative thumb of imperial exploitation and carnage. Though in the end, do the heinous perpetrators need not something to fear other than an undeserved cushy geographical location to laugh in society's face for the remainder of their societally exploitative cowardly existence? And surely, society the ability to cheer the tamping of such vile monstrosities if deemed so necessary. Blue collars and white collars alike, is there not at least truly the need for a healthy society to gauge where it stands on the issue when someone chooses, for whichever reason, to willingly choosing that of donning the red collar to such a heinous degree of moral obliteration to permeate a clearly defined societal code? And if so, if say 75% of society agreed upon the ultimate punishment for indisputable guilt, would such be a reason to enact accompanying legislation and commencement of public wishes, or would it be decided that a handful of beholden politicians' dictated decrees supersede the wants of the vast majority of society, as is such now on foolishly enacted constructs the likes of taxation without representation accompanying the snowballing fiscal sovereign debt suicide implosion of current assured trajectory? Reprehensible acts in need of red collar dangling, are there any other than the ultimate crime of being a globalist politician? Oops, I mean cold-blooded savage murder, even if said murderer supposedly has many screws loose in the containment vessel? If the vast majority of society was in agreement of death from whichever angle, could the societal choice be extended to that of prepubescent child rape? I positively know what my vote would be. Well, One supposes the only crime left for the ultimate judgment would be that of high treason, though would such acts be retroactive in direct democracy-dangling nature if it so came to be? Ah, probably not, darn it. Though there is always hope and needed well-wishing. Personally, signing my life upon the dotted line would deter me not in yearning to represent my geographical location meaningfully with clearly defined rules of engagement and subsequent punishment, even if the ultimate end was the means to root out the unseasoned cowards. Any substantive and societal serving education system would incorporate a means into such a framework, inclusive of such possible ends. Awaiting the red-collar companion. Red-collar criminals, they are out there all right, preying on society as we speak. And so few causing the majority of societal predation and ne'er-do-wellism, and as countries such as Canada and many parts of America get lighter and lighter on crime, basically patting the red-collar class on their backs, while even fiscally supporting some to further enforce the antisocial criminal behavior, the red-collared criminals laugh in the line-towing society's face in smug insolence of the libtard catch and release implemented by those vacuously vacant intellectual academics running society into the ground of which the red-collared class will eventually Stalinize. Society, if left to their atrocious devices as said intellectual academics cheer on while aiding and abetting right until the red-collared cowardly blow to the back of the Marx cranium makes the final connection in their thoroughly wasted mind. The red-collared food chain, there are certainly more than just the lowly, but equally as pathetic bottom feeders of which permeate the airwaves, yet the rotted in the head big fish with piddly brains swim on in their own effluent waters. Perhaps what society needs is a great ushering in, a celebratory example to be laid in the cornerstone of corner-turning for the ages. A worldly occurrence of delight, so to speak, for the deserving cowards, hallelujah. Except for plausibly, El Salvador and Bukel got one thing wrong. One might postulate that instead of a mega-prison to house all of those wastes of atoms, El Salvador should have repurposed large decommissioned sea vessels such as ocean-going container ships, turned them into sardine-like floating prisons, and anchored them a few kilometers offshore after having removed all fuel stores and other environmentally depreciating substances, then pull the pre-engineered plugs if you catch my drift. But a scuttle that scuttlebutt. Just think, in beneficially compounding effect. The vast majority of deserving criminal patheticness gone. Artificial reefs aplenty to sustain a newly burgeoning sea life environment. And of course the overabundance of bottom feeding, cowardly, red-collar ditch pig animals nourishingly sustaining a societally healthy plethora of aquatic bottom feeding sea dwellers of way more societal purpose than the newly dispatched low-life scum who so got what they so truly deserved. What a maiden voyage minus 10,000 more to follow. Weak-minded cowards, the lot of them. Soon they will cry like the sniveling little bitches that they undoubtedly are. CR.